All right, welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I know a lot of people are excited for us to be back.
Are they?
Well, there's a lot of people out there who are not listening. We're very big on the non-podcast listeners fan base.
Number one.
Number one on them. It's very good. Hey, Weasel, mate, I know that you've had a big week in the mines. Can you tell me, when you're up there, how do you fill in the time?
Getting on my phone, trying to avoid work, you know, the usual things.
So is there any heavy machinery involved in the job?
Oh, yeah, of course, mate.
Plenty.
Rock breaker, the excavator, the front end loader, bobcat, you name it, mate. I operate it at a high level.
It's good to know that you're paying attention to all those things.
What things?
very good. Hey, we've got a big show planned today. The Chronicle is going to do a shout out to Australia Day. He's Australian Legends, which I'm very excited about. The Penny Buster is dropping in on the line.
He's so good.
He's a nut. There's no doubt about it. And Father John Sweaty has got a mashup this week, which I think is my favourite.
Yeah, he is a very talented man.
He is. He's very good.
A bit too talented for this show.
Far too. We're also going to do a little bit of a Would You Rather while we've got Father John and Chronicle on the line. So it's going to be good fun. Strap yourselves in, guys, because we've got a big show planned here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right. Is the Chronicle there?
He certainly is, fellas. And yet again, he's just hit some form again. So proud of him. So proud of him.
Hey, how's lockdown going? Are you still locked down over there?
Yeah, they just extended it till mid-February. So I went, it's not good for me. I'm dying for a pint, fellas. I've been pouring cans into a pint glass, and it's just not the same as just getting a fresh pint off the tap. So it's tucked on.
You really have no interest in meeting people, do you?
Or traveling.
Although I love sort of having a yarn with the older locals down at the local, couple of rogue units there. They're 60. They're 60.
Yeah. And, Chronicle just wants to go overseas to meet 60-year-old people from shit pubs. Oh,
yeah. Get their life story.
Tough times.
Hey, mate, last weekend was Australia Day, and we obviously Father John did a great mashup for us, but I know that you had an Australia Day poem planned as well, but we've held it back till this week. How, what have you got in store for us?
Well, the big fella twisted up a good old bum with it's the Chronicles Aussie Heroes, and I mean, if you want to be one of the Chronicles Aussie Heroes, you don't have to be really good at something. You just have to be a rogue unit.
Yes, that's
opposite
true.
Opposite to good.
Yeah, opposite to good. Yeah, yeah. So I thought, you know, I had a couple of you know legends in there, but I had to actually they got the cull because I thought, oh, a bit too controversial for airtime. So I had to give them the flick.
Who missed out?
Oh, I don't really want to say on air, but
we're on a roll. We're ostracizing people. You know, it's been going on for weeks.
I got proper blind, and there was one stage that you know Rolf Harris and Martin Bryant were going to make the pump,
but not in a good light, in a negative light, right?
In a really negative light,
yeah, that's all right,
exactly
then.
Right. So yeah. I'm glad I left him out anyway.
Okay,
put him in before the poem.
I'll twist up a couple of lines about it while I'm doing it.
The setup.
dear, that's great, mate. Okay, so now you've actually sent me your sponsors for this week. Can you run me through that a little bit?
Well, I mean, it's obviously disappointing. There's going to be no electrical sponsors this week.
But
I was talking to the sweatiest of all sweaty people, Father John. And I said, mate, can you just play that one you used to play at all your gigs that was proper Australian, no more Australian than what you're about to hear? And I said, can you just play that as my introduction? So, I mean, the intro. Take it away, boys. I sent it to you.
So all right. Okay. Let's hear it. Here we go. This is Father John Sweaty introducing the Chronicle.
Been around this wide brown land, seen a thing or two, from the great outback to the beaten track that we spend an hour with you. All Aussie adventures, pack up your swags, let's go. All Aussie adventures. All Aussie adventures, pack up your swags, let's go. All Aussie adventures, time to hit the road. Get behind.
Get behind.
Hey, I've got to say, that's a hell of a lot better than your usual sponsors that take 43 minutes.
So what's it advertising, swags or what?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm filthy. I'd get to throwing a couple more, you know, electricians, but I'll save them for next time, boys.
All right, mate, what's the title of this one?
It's called the Chronicles Aussie Heroes.
All right, let's hear it. Let's go.
Rolf Harris.
Take it away, big guy, and let's go. When it comes to the Chronicles heroes, it's a crew not to be missed, and you have to be an absolute rogue unit if you want to make the list. These guys are icons, and, you know, there's probably more than a dozen, but at the top of the list is my boy, Benny Cousins. An AFL legend from anywhere could slot a goal. He could breach the defence like breaching his parole. He was the whole package. He could kick and pass, and that package didn't stop when it came to smuggling drugs in his ass. An animal on and off the field. He didn't know the word stop. He could reach speeds of 30 k's an hour, and that's just running from the cops. He's accomplished so much for, you know, for being just over 40. Then, as we move along, we have none other than Chappelle Corby.
He's a thief.
An Australian princess who was loved and adored, or for going to Bali with the wrong boogie board. I mean, so what? It was 4.2 kilos heavier. I'm glad she bloody denied it. If she was flying with Benny Cousins, I'll tell you what, he would have knew how to hide it. Next, we have an Uber driver who didn't even accept cash. Yes, it's Ivan Milat and his killer mustache. Renowned for long hours behind the wheel and, you know, the odd night shift. I mean, you can't get any more Aussie than giving backpackers a lift. then a cross-code specialist from the likes you've never seen, robbed of rugby league glory, it's Anthony Chock Mundine. I mean, he can rap, play league, and boy, can he fight. He'd call out his own grandmother with a left-right goodnight. He'll just keep throwing down, always at the top of his game. He'll end up being the first Australian to jump in the ring with a walking frame. And when it comes to the Aussie bush, the land this guy was made in, a hide-and-seek champion, none other than Malcolm Naden. Now, this bloke, the next bloke is, you know, one who the Cron looks just like. His fashion sense, I bleed. With a beautiful stash and a deadly rig, it's Mark Chopper Reed. Away with words, a sociable bloke. He loved a few beers. And when you think of Aussie toughness, you think of cutting off your own ears. I mean, then we have a golfing legend. The whole of Australia, he was repping. He carries an extra club because Greg Norman has a massive weapon. There's nothing more Australian than pouncing on people's mistakes. Stephen Bradbury was a prime example. He was like Scott Minto on skates. The Chronicle loves an Aussie that gives up easy, someone who will never rally, and I've never been more proud watching the Olympics and see Lay Down Sally. I mean, old Sally Robbins, an inspiration, her legacy profound, with 400 metres to go in the final. Fuck it, I'll just lay down. And another Olympian who's up there, a bloke who knew how to shoot, Michael Diamond, loved drink driving with a shitload of guns in the boot. The big fella went high range. Jeez, he was bloody full. And when the cops asked him, has he been drinking, he just replied, Paul. The Chronicle idolises a good Aussie brawler. there's nothing more manly. Mick Fanning can punch the piss out of a shark, but Matt Lodge will punch your whole family. I mean, I love a rogue NRL unit, you know, the ones that love a party. I mean, it's hard to go past the infamous John Opawadi. A 17-week sentence for a high tackle, which I thought was quite steep, but I'll never be more proud with the big fella for going a couple knuckles deep. I mean, it's great to watch an NRL player's career go horribly south. A favourite highlight of mine would be Todd Carney pissing in his own mouth. The Cron has a few Aussie cricketing icons that were the reason I wanted to play. Nothing more iconic than David Boone sinking 52 VB cans on the plane to the UK. I mean, obviously, Shane Warne, two posters on my bedroom wall, no worries. His inspiration for me came from his love of the Durries. His efforts off the field, legendary. The second greatest cricketer I know. He'll never be as good as Scott Muller. He can't bowl and he can't throw. Look, it's hard to narrow down the field. So many worthy of the Cron's attention. Carl Williams, Corey Worthington, Trent from Punch, you all get a special mention. So as you go to sleep tonight and rest your head on the pillow, you can dream about the Chronicle being your Aussie hero. Chronicle 2021.
The Chronicle. You've done it again, my friend.
Probably the most controversial.
Love it. I love it. So many references there. I'm going to have to listen back to that a few times, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I struggled to get through that. I was so dry.
Well, time for another sip, my friend. Hey. Oh, dear. It's just, I don't know where we're going here half the time.
No, we're good.
No, we're good. listen, we've got to get Father John Sweaty on the line very, very shortly. So I'm sure he can moisten you up with some sweat, my friend.
Maybe get your heart.
Oh, geez. Oh, he certainly will. He always does.
Very good. All right, mate. You got to stick around. I think we've got the Penny Buster coming up this week too as well, which is going to be an absolute treat.
I might chime out for that.
Might get Tony with his pantomime.
Oh, dear. Who knows? All right. Let's move things along here at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right, it's that time of the week again. I know the Chronicle is licking his lips because Father John Sweaty has joined us on the line. Thank you. Father John, how are you going, mate?
Yeah, bloody good, mate. Just glad Cron's licking his lips.
Stroking his lips.
Always is.
How's the dog settling
in? Ripping the ears off her.
Jeez. Filth. How's the dog settling in, mate?
Oh, beautiful, mate. He's been here about a week now and he's just biting so many people.
Track down your pouch?
They just, yeah, he's real vicious. It's good, you know. Like, just never know when you're going to get sued or not.
Yeah, right.
It might have been a mistake.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
Oh, no, I don't know where that week's gone. Oh, no.
Just poof, gone. Hey,
the radio craft for you.
Yeah, a little bit right there. Hey, Father John, Weasel finished his schooling last week. He finished the old Weasel Goes Back to School, where he basically failed almost every year level. And proved like to Australia that he is not the smartest weasel in Australia. But listen, this week I thought we'd do something a little bit different because obviously we've got a bit of a time fill now that we're lacking with that old filler of back to school. But I wanted to do a would you rather question with yourself and the Chronicle and also Weasel here. So I'm going to give you a question and I want you guys to give me an answer. And perhaps after that, if you've got one for yourself, then we could throw it around the round table. So this is my would you rather question, gentlemen. Would you rather be married to a 10 who has an awful personality or a 5 who has an amazing personality? Do you want to kick it off, Chronicle?
Well, I mean, you know, the Chronicle stance on marriage, he just wouldn't go there to start with. But I'd probably have to go the 5. I'd have to go the 5.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'd still jump on the 10 without the 5 knowing.
All right. Father John?
I'm going to go to the 5 as well because, I mean, there's always Pornhub to look at and think about while you're rooting us.
Yep. All right. Okay. Sounds good.
And I'll go to 5.
You'll go to 5?
Yeah. Nothing worse than an bunch annoying of gentlemen, person. Eh? Okay.
Bunch of gentlemen here at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
You're not allowed to hit women, so that 10 sounded pretty annoying.
No. I think I'd go the unicorn. The sponge is only interested in unicorns. dear. Father John, I believe you've got a question for us, too.
Hopefully it's better.
All right. This one might be a bit easier for you boys, but for me, I've been sweating over this for a little while. But would you rather have to listen to Kay San for 10 hours in a row or get anally fisted once by Edward Scissorhands?
I'm going Kay San.
Yeah, right. I can't. I don't know.
Edward Scissorhands sounds pretty good, though.
Edward Scissorhands is.
You get to meet Johnny Depp.
Is a big thing.
Oh, I'll go Scissorhands.
He'll sign an autograph for you in blood.
I couldn't stand listening to that for 10 hours straight.
You have a scar on your ass. Chronicle.
Could you do both at the same time? I mean, if you listen to, you know, 10 hours of KSM and then, you know, and old Scissorhands doing his thing at the same time, it'd be a bloody dream come true.
Well, you're breaking the rules. But
no downside for Chronicle.
No downside.
Mix it up.
Oh, very good.
I thought they're going to be two negatives.
Hey, all right, very good. Weasel, you don't have anything else to add, do you, my friend?
Ah, good God, no.
No, okay. All right, so last week, Father John, we gave you the challenge of getting a little bit of gravy. I don't know if it was Diane, though, sorry, Chronicle, and a little bit of Snoop. How did you go with that one?
Yeah, mate, actually, that was a balder, dude. Just took your idea straight off the bat and went for the menu log because it's poetic genius. Yeah. And put it over the top of a little loop for how to make gravy and then wrote a little rap at the end of it.
Right.
About chicken wings, I guess. I don't know why, but I did.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Did, here we are. Did Louis just jump on your motorbike and drive away?
Or tractor or something?
No, that was
a chainsaw.
That was the Nom coming down the road. I'm patching up, boys.
Very good. All right. I'm not going to leave this any longer, so let's jump into a little bit of how to make gravy to menu log. Mm-mm.
Chateau, please. Did somebody say just eat? Private jet in the night sky. My man hand glide by with my fried rice fry. What could you not love about a slice on the side of a hot tub? Ooh. What you gonna do, boo? Chocolate fondue right on cue. Even dipping in the sea. I see food, sees me. J-U-S-T-E-A-T. Did somebody say just eat? Well, hello, Danny Snoopy, and I hope you'll keep them well. I hope you got the gravy ready and some chicken wings as well. If you don't, you don't know me to stop. I got a promo code for you to pop. It goes MENULOGSNOOPDOG. That's Snoop Dogg, man, and he's your G. He's gonna hook you up with Danny. He's a practical free. got honey, soy, chicken, barbecue, buffalo. Put them on the table Christmas Day, even though it might seem a little bit weird on Christmas. But my brother, you don't want to miss this. Hello, Dan, it's Joey. I'm in prison. Don't you fuck my missus. All right, hooroo.
Oh my god,
that's the it's got to be the best how to make gravy version I've ever heard.
Oh, that's a wow,
pretty strong accolade.
We're gonna send that to Paul Kelly
and Snoop.
Yeah, and Snoop. Yep.
You basically the, don't fuck my missus bit, really.
Yeah. I'm just more worried about Joe's missus.
You just summarized the song in like 10 seconds. It was fantastic.
Far out. That's brilliant.
Oh, cheers, good mate. Stuff. Well done, Father John, on another triumphant week, my friend. Mate, I'm going to leave next week completely up to you and give you creative license because I think you've earned it.
Oh, shit. Well, thank you. Let's see what we come up with here.
All right. Very good.
I'm looking for that pouch.
It's the pouch is still missing, is it?
From last week, yeah.
Could be time to get a new one, my friend.
The old Dusty's. Old Dusty's back.
All right, gentlemen, yes, no. It's been a pleasure. I know you two will stick around on the line and you'll talk yourself silly, but it's time that Wheeze and I got off and did some heavy lifting.
Yeah.
But thank you again, and we will catch you next week.
All right, you certainly won't.
All right, see you guys. Have a good one. Bye. All right, it's time to get the Penny Buster on the line. Of course, the Penny Buster has an ongoing feud with the Chronicle. The Chronicle, are you there?
Yeah, I am actually. I was actually about to tune out when you said the old Penny Buster's name, but I'll stick around to see how it goes. I mean, he's not worth my time.
Well, that's good. You came, you know, from Moree to the Big Smoke, and you worked at FFE. For 6 long months, and one of your tasks was to look after the Penny Buster's dogs. And look, if you want to hear more about the dogs, just go back and listen to some of the previous episodes, because there was a little bit of tension that brewed over that situation. And Penny Buster, are you on the line now?
Unfortunately, I'm on the line, still checking in with this podcast. I can't believe it's still going, guys. I still can't believe it's going. I've had a look at your listener numbers, and then this listener number's been absolutely terrible. I'm seeing a pattern.
You're
I'm seeing
not
a pattern
wrong.
Ever since seeing the Cron's poems go for longer than 30 seconds, which his latest poem's been going for five, six minutes, which is complete boredom. But the thing is, people are just tuning out. They don't want to hear the Cron. They want to hear me more.
Right.
And I've only been getting 2 or 3 minutes per podcast, and I can't give you more until you become members of FFE.
Okay. So, all right. What have you got planned for us for these 2 or 3 minutes today?
I had nothing planned, to be honest with you, because I don't want to do this podcast.
Right.
But bloody Margaret, she keeps on putting me – look at me. Margaret found some stuff before – what was it? It was – yeah, so when Cron – geez, this is going back a while now. It's going back a while. Cron, in order for Cron to get into FFE, he needed to actually do an admissions test to get into the company FFE.
Right.
Now, I ran through a couple of the questions and answers this morning. So, you know, it's about, you know, multiple choice. Some of the short questions are English, grammar, maths, common sense. But majority isn't about the financial report.
Do you remember this test, Chronicle?
No, I don't even remember what I had for breakfast. So, bloody far away.
Because he would have been, yeah, because he would have been drunk probably.
Okay.
But look, it's actually a little bit funny, actually. It's quite funny. I found a couple of the answers here. I'll just put asterisks next to some of the answers. There's 30 questions, and I've got about five Jesus. Or six really incredible answers that you wouldn't believe here. So he had to do this test in order to actually get into FFE. We sat him down in a quiet room with 3 or 4 other applicants. I think there was 4 applicants, and 1 person got through. You wouldn't believe it. The other 3 failed the test, but Cron got through the test.
Right.
I don't know how he got through the test. maybe his last message on the last page might have helped him, but we'll get to that in a minute. But these are some of the answers that he came up with. So this is just, you know, like, you know, cause and effect. So cause, you start your running training, and then the effect is you get faster. Okay, so the cause, this is one of the questions, says, Johnny spends 3 hours a night studying the financial report. The effect, so this is where the cron pipes in. His answer, Johnny is a nerd. Let's face it, he will get no action living a life like this. Like, honestly, what a ridiculous answer. Absolutely ridiculous answer. I've got another one here. This is basic maths. How do you change centimetres to metres? The cron's answer, you take out the centi, exclamation mark. Oh, my God, seriously. Absolute loser. This one here, Frank used the comparison rate of 2.6%. Not the FFE rate of 2.8%. Why was Penny Buster so upset? Don't know. Maybe because I slept with their wives. Like, honestly, dickhead. Absolute dickhead. Richard has 38 Mars bars. He eats 35 Mars bars. What does he have now? The cron's answer, diabetes. Oh, my gosh.
He's not wrong.
This one, cause. So I've got another cause. This is ridiculous. This is question number 12. Another cause and effect here. Work hard, study hard. That's the cause. Effect, and you become a wanker like the Penny Buster. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Where was the 2005 financial review declaration? Because he started working in 2006, whatever it was. So where was the 2005 financial review declaration? The cron's answer, at the bottom of the page. Oh, my God, seriously. It was in Canberra, you idiot.
So how did he get in? What happened here?
Oh, look, I'd give him a job. One more. Look at this. Okay, so we have 72 employees. I'm the big wig at FFE, but I've employed 72 employees, all right? Majority ladies, but anyway, they do a great job. The number 72 is significant because we have 72 employees. Look at this. Question. What's relevant to 72? Everyone else in the test put down 72 employees at FFE. His answer, having a 69 but having three people watching. Like, honestly. these are just some of the answers he's put down. He hasn't taken the test seriously. He's failed the test, but his last – so at the last page there was three lines. It says personal slogan. Okay, your personal slogan. So your personal reflection as what you would bring to FFE. What would you bring to FFE, okay? Okay, so this is he thought this was a message to whoever was marking it, which was Margaret. He goes, I may not go down in history, Margaret, but I sure will go down in you. Now, I'm not quite sure exactly what that means.
The Young Chronicle.
I don't know whether that's to go down the road. Hang on. Margaret is winking at me as she heard me read that. I don't know why she's winking at me. But
I know exactly what.
So Margaret, the PA to the PA, she actually marked this test and got him through. So this is the reason why he got the job here at FFE. It's incredible. We lost three incredible applicants, but we end up with this dipwit.
Right, there you go. Well, that's
you never know where this is going.
No, you don't. I've got to say that. Penny Buster, you've done it again. So, thank you for sharing that with
obviously
us.
Something.
With us. I feel like, sorry, Buster, because what? we never sign up to FFE and we never are going. So can
we
work out some sort of a reciprocal can we work out some sort of a reciprocal exchange?
We possibly could. Yeah, possibly could. Get onto my Margaret, the PA, and she'll maybe sort something out. But I really don't have time for this anymore, guys. I'm sort of coming to my end of this tether with this podcast. No one's listening. Everyone wants to hear me. The feedback from you, your listeners, is Penny Buster should start his own podcast.
Yeah, I can well. So maybe it should be the Buster and Chronicle.
No, I have nothing to do with that man.
Dear.
Nothing to do with that man. He nearly killed my dogs. Anyway.
He wouldn't have a job.
Dear.
You know, I'm a big wig. I'm the big wig here. I've got things to do. I've got people to look after.
Well, you go and you have a bloody great weekend, mate.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Thanks, guys. Forgot any names. Whatever. Enjoy your weekend, guys.
All right.
How about your last weekend?
Yeah, you're cutting out, mate. Sorry, mate. Cutting out.
All right. Thanks, Benny Buster. We'll chat to you again soon. Oh, he's actually gone.
Oh, I love it. You never know what that.
All right, Wheeze, it's been another great week here at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Thanks for coming in, my friend.
No trouble at all. No, lost a few kilos in the sauna.
It's always good. I'm on a diet at the moment, actually.
Oh, and, looking slim.
Yeah, that's right. I've eaten pretty much nothing. I'm on the Ethiopian diet.
Not controversial at all, that diet.
That wasn't a joke. I find it works the best.
Yeah, eat nothing.
eat nothing. And
get your water from a well.
Yeah, exactly.
You might end up with some form of sickness, which will help you lose more.
Not if you boil the water, mate.
I can't see you having that much time, mate.
No, it gets very hot too. boil the water. All right. Well, thanks.
On that note,
thanks for the 10 people out there listening. And I hope you have a bloody marvelous week. And until next week here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, what do we say, Weas?
Goodbye.
All right. See ya.